Welcome to the VK7 Amateur Radio News for Father's Day, the 1st of September 2019. This broadcast is brought to you by VK7WI and read today by Peter, VK7PD. All the very best to our fathers. We hope you have a great and special day. This broadcast utilises repeaters around VK7 and the following HF rebroadcast stations. On 3.670 MHz by Justin, VK7TW. On 7.14 MHz by Ross, VK7ALH. On 14.13 MHz by Peter, VK7TPE. On 28.525 MHz by Gary, VK7JGD. On DMR Talk Group 5 by Clayton, VK7ZCR. On D-Star Reflector 091 by Roger, VK7HRW. This broadcast is repeated on Tuesday night at 8 p.m. on repeaters VK7RTC in the south and VK7RAA and network across the north. QSL News. Herman has advised that the recently arrived QSL cards have been sorted and the list is on the email version of the broadcast updated. As usual, Herman will deliver cards to clubs and or QTHs on an opportunity basis. Also, unless requested otherwise by those who have mail-out arrangements, if there are only one or two cards for a station, Herman intends to hold those cards until there are enough to make a mail-out more cost-effective. When Herman took on the role of Inwood's QSL manager, he was given a list of call signs of VK7 amateurs who wish only to accept cards sent directly to them. The call signs are VK7s, GK, OK, KO, CH, LO, NGW and OC. Any updates would be appreciated, and if there are any other amateurs in the same position, please advise him so he can update his records. If you have any questions about QSL cards being held, Herman can be contacted by email, which is vk7bureau@wia.org.au. 73 Herman, VK7 QSL Manager. RD Contest 2019. Have you put in your log? Today is your last chance to put your log in for the 2019 RD contest, and there was a huge VK7 contingent on the bands from around VK7 during the contest. As of Friday night, the logs submitted still had VK7 ahead with 43 logs, followed by 37 logs from VK2 and VK6, 35 logs from VK3, 17 from VK5, 8 from VK4, 2 from VK1 and 1 from VK8. If you haven't put your log in then, today is your last chance. Logs of less than 100 can be a paper log and over 100 will need to be electronic logs, and details can be found on the WIA contest website. VK7 have won it the last 2 years thanks to a concerted effort to get amateurs participating, and it is great to see VK7 FLR, VK7 FPCL and VK7 FREU in the submitted logs. VK7 again has the most F calls in the logs. Please, please, please put in your log. Don't delay. Last day for log submission is Sunday, 1 September 2019. The 23cm QSO party. The 23cm QSO party last week saw 10 stations in the Hobart area participate. Call signs present including VK7's MO, WLH, KRJ, ZMS, MA, TU, OO, HRS, ZBX and VH. Generally, good contacts all round except for the few stations with weak signals, mostly to do with less than ideal antenna setups. There is talk of another antenna build workshop, as three stations have expressed intentions to build Yagis for 23cm. This is Steve, VK7, Oscar, Oscar. RAOTC broadcast for September 2019. As mentioned in the National Bulletin, the monthly edition of the Radio Amateurs Old Timers broadcast goes to air on Monday, 2nd of September. As an experiment, RAOTC is running an additional 40-metre relay on Monday afternoon at 1600 hours local. This will emanate from the QTH of David, VK3 Alpha Delta Mike, who is our club president, David Rosenfield. If you are able to tune in on 7.14 LSB at that time, kindly give us a report. This will determine the future viability of the 40-metre relay while HF conditions are in the doldrums. This month features an update on the 30-metre band plan. This has been necessitated by increased FT8 activity. The main article features the life's work of Henry Pierce, VK3EN Silent Key. The Melbourne Fire Brigade was the first in Australia to be equipped with radio. Henry Pierce was a key player in the building and installation of its equipment. They started out in 1924 with transmissions on 180 metres running a power of 25 watts. This was soon raised to a base station power of 100 watts. By 1944, it had risen to 400 watts. Vehicles used helical whips or loaded whips. By 1960, the change was made to VHF and then UHF was added. Henry remained a stalwart of the 160-metre amateur band in Melbourne, no doubt influenced by his early experience with the 180-metre band. There is another in the series, Forgotten Women Who Contributed to the Sciences. This one features the Harvard computers, 1881 to 1919, which led to the Harvard classification scheme for astrophysics. What did computers consist of in 1881, you might ask? To learn more about that, listen on Monday or catch up on the RAOTC website. As usual, this will all go to air in VK7 on the first Monday in the month at 7:30 p.m. local time over the VK7 RAA RTC statewide network, and again at about 8:30 p.m. as a telecast on VK7 AX Spectrum Tasmania via the BATC members stream, and in the Ulverston area on 445.5 MHz DATV. The date this month happens to be September 2. Callbacks will follow on both networks. Please call in if you are able. 73 Peter, VK7 PD. News from the Northwest, chat and show group gathering. The next gathering is on September 7th at the Penguin Sports Centre, Aincliffe Road, Penguin, starting at 2 p.m. with drop-in from 2 till 5. This is a non-club gathering, open to all operators and their partners, and any visitors from other parts of the state or visitors to our state. So if you hear a visitor in Penguin or going to be in Penguin on that day, let them know about it and that they are welcome to join us. Shirley always asks for a small plate for afternoon tea and appreciates the past contributions. It does help make the day. Shirley supplies the tea and coffee. If you have anything to show us that is old or something new that you have built, we would like to see it. So bring it along and tell us about your effort or collection. Everyone is welcome. That's from Shirl, VK7HSC. News from the North, SOTA and WWFF Parks and Reserves Group. Meeting times are from 10:30 a.m. on Monday and Friday at Glebe Gardens Cafe, 166 Henry Street, Launceston. For more details, contact Al on mobile 0417 354 410. 73 Al, VK7AN. Northern Tasmanian Amateur Radio Club Incorporated. Here we are, spring once again. That is, if you adhere to the view that spring commences on 1 September and not the equinox in 3 weeks' time. I can tell you that I'm well and truly over winter. It's been altogether too wet, too cold, and far too windy for just too long. I personally have found this winter to be generally colder than in past years, but that could be due to the fact that I'm getting older. On another note, though, it is Father's Day, so happy Father's Day to all our fathers, grandfathers, and possibly some great-grandfathers listening this morning. Enjoy your day, and I hope you get spoiled by the family. Round up of social dinner. Last Wednesday, the 28th, we had our yearly social dinner. This year, the event was moved to the Commercial Hotel. What a great roll-up. We initially had acceptances of 25, but due to circumstances encountered by a few of our members, we ended up with a total of 23. Some early arrivals came straight from work, but the majority started to appear from 6:15. All were seated well before 7 p.m. We were directed to the big dining room, where the hotel had allocated 3 tables to us, so we didn't have any problems with elbows clearances, as had been the case in recent years at the previous venue. The menu was extensive, with the food brilliant and reasonably priced. Some had entrees and mains, while others just had mains and dessert. Considering they had a full house, the waiting time for our food to be served was also very good. There was lively chatter on all tables, and of course Ebenezer kept his table in constant laughter. Yes, the man has many jokes to tell, and he does put them across well. A thank you to those that braved the cold to come out, as it was a chilly evening. Hopefully next year we will do it again. This is VK7WI, and you are listening to the VK7 Amateur Radio Broadcast. Continuing with the NTARC news. Technical Night Report. If you have been waiting patiently for a report from Idris, VK7ZIR, on the latest Wednesday evening technical session, I'm afraid you will have to remain patient for a further week. There was no technical session this past week, as it would have clashed with our annual winter club dinner, and the organisers were all hungry. Idris will no doubt be back on duty next week. An item of interest. We ran this item last week, but feel it is worthy of a second running. It is courtesy of member Michael VK7MRS. Michael is our assistant repeater officer south. Michael is also the Huon District JOTAR coordinator, and he is pleased to advise us of the following exciting news. It's official. VK7HSD now has a shack. Huon Scout District Club Station, VK7HSD, along with the Q store, was officially opened on the 17th of August at the Huon Scout and Guide Hall. We had a big roll-up of some 50 Joeys, Cubs, Scouts and Vench Youth, plus leaders as well as the State Commissioner of Scouts Tasmania, along with the Huon Valley Mayor attending the ceremony. The Q store was rightly named the Carport in recognition of Mark Norris's 25 years of scouting in the Huon Valley. Car, as it is pronounced, is his scouting name. The motto, inspiring others to achieve a lifetime hobby, has been adopted by VK7HSD to encourage young people to participate and hopefully gain their amateur radio license. Huonville Scout Troop already boasts 1 youth member and 2 leaders currently holding their foundation licenses. Currently, radios include an ICOM 706 Mark IIG with an AH4 tuner for HF operations, as well as 2 meters and 70 centimeter radios. The tower, along with the radio equipment, have been kindly donated by many operators from around Australia. VK7HSD's EchoLink node number 913668 and DMR ID 5057118 will be active for scouting activities as well as for JOTA. We look forward to making contact with the southernmost scouting district in Australia. 73 from Michael, VK7MRS, Huon District JOTA Coordinator. Thank you, Michael, for that exciting news. Your fellow NTARC members and committee, and likewise other amateurs around the state, wish you and the Huon Scouts all the best for the future. I'm sure we'll hear plenty of activity from your club station over the 2019 JOTA weekend. Coming events. Technical sessions. The next session will be on Wednesday, 4 September, and will commence at the usual time of 7:30 p.m. to 10:30 p.m. Club Room, Archer Street, Rochelle. Pop in, catch up with fellow amateurs. Bring along something that you are currently building, or just ask questions. You might also be able to answer some from our attendees. That is what the evenings are all about. Anything of a technical or near-technical nature, however defined, is fair game. Endless tea and coffee, along with biscuits, is available for a small gold coin donation. Equine event. NTARC has been asked to provide safety communications for a new club which has been formed and is based at Mersey Lee, M-E-E-R, or MEER. The club is planning on having 2 rides this year, with the first being held on Saturday, September 7, with the other being held on Saturday, October 5. These rides have been organised by some of the younger members of the Endurance Ride members. Both are one-day rides and we'll be only providing safety comms at two checkpoints and base camp. This will be new country for our safety comms team and a survey of the area has been carried out. If you would like to assist at this coming event or require further information, then could you please contact our Safety Communications Coordinator, Norm VK7KTN, by email at safetycomms.ntarc@gmail.com. We are a bit short of ground crew due to a couple of crew members not being available, so any help you can give would be greatly appreciated. These events are a great way to utilise your radio skills and support a community-based event. More information will be provided on the October ride as we get closer. September General Meeting. Saturday, 14 September. Please note there will be no barbecue this month. The meeting will commence at 1400 hours and this will be followed by a show and tell. Suggest you dig out something of interest to bring along. Afternoon tea will follow, and as always, donations of goodies to share would be appreciated. Please note the meeting will be held in the small meeting room and sky warmer will be burning brightly. Coffee mornings. A reminder that our twice weekly coffee sessions are normally held every Monday and Friday commencing at 10 a.m. and running through till about noon or longer if members want to linger longer. Please remember that aside from the good company, freely offered philosophical views, maybe less than expert political analysis, tall tales and genuinely good fare on offer, these coffee events are normally a good opportunity to collect your QSL cards, but currently we have no cards awaiting collection. Please demonstrate your appreciation of all the effort that goes into operating the club and its facilities and other services we provide by joining us at these sessions, enjoying the company, coffee and the cake, and leaving a gold coin or two, or even a small banknote, in the jar to assist in our ongoing operations. I don't know of any other venue in Launceston where you can get endless coffee, tea and eats for a donation of this minuscule amount. Finally, a reminder to all members that if you have any items of news you would like added to our weekly roundup, then please email the following address, and that is ntarc.emails@gmail.com. However, it would be appreciated if any news could be sent no later than 1700 hours on the Friday prior to the broadcast to allow its timely insertion into the NTARC segment. That gives all a chance to get the NTARC segment together and off to Hobart in time for collation into the VK7 broadcast, including frantically arranging other connections when our NBN fails, which is quite often. Your continued cooperation in this regard will be greatly appreciated and do much to lower my blood pressure. As always, I look forward to seeing you at Rochalie. 73 Yvonne, VK7FYMX, Secretary, NTARC, Inc. This is VK7WI, and you are listening to the VK7 Amateur Radio News Broadcast. News from the South, Radio and Electronics Association of Southern Tasmania. Antenna kits available. Ben VK7BEN still has a number of NFED and satellite Moxon kits available after the antenna field day for anyone who may be interested. $35 for NFED kits and $25 for handheld satellite Moxon kits. The people who bought and assembled these on the recent Reist antenna build day gave these a big thumbs up. Email vk7ben@wia.org.au if you would like to purchase one of these kits. DATV Experimenters Night Wrap-Up. We welcomed Andrew VK7DW to the night, who was visiting from Launceston. The night started in the DATV studio with an RD contest reminder from Hayden VK7HH and Justin VK7TW. A final reminder that today is the last day to upload your RD contest log. Hayden then let us know about some 2.4 GHz experiments he has been doing with Richard VK7ZBX using a PCB log periodic antenna. Unfortunately, the power used appears to have burnt the solder mask off the PCB. We did a promo on Hayden's YouTube channel, which is called Ham Radio DX. Justin then moved to demonstrate a small timer board that drives a relay. This timer is capable of being set to 1 to 999 seconds, and the relay is capable of switching 240 volts AC up to 10 amps. This board is being used in Justin's spot welder, which has turned into a bit of a saga. More on that in future DATV nights. We then moved to a demonstration on the Nano VNA, which now has a LiPo battery installed and is portable. Justin demonstrated using the VNA results using the FM broadcast band pass filter. We then brought Andrew VK7DW into the studio and did an interview with him about his interests in amateur radio and what is currently being worked on in the shack. Thanks, Andrew. This led into our videos for the night that included segments on capacitors, power factor, some K7AGE videos, and the latest episode of the TX Factor. We then retired to the club rooms for a coffee and chat. We thank Murray, VK7ZMS, and Richard, VK7ZBX, who donated, read rescued from e-waste, some very nice high-current power supplies, including some that can deliver 42 volts DC. Another thank you to Kim, VK7KB, who brought along some coaxial patch cables that were very quickly rehomed. Murray helped reprogram a small Micronic networking switch and spent time trying to download Arduino programming code for a small 8-pin microcontroller. Justin also did a health check on the alarm panel to find some mouse droppings and chewed wires inside the alarm panel. These were repaired and the panel appears to be back in operation. A special mention to Alan, VK7KAJ, and the lunchtime crew who were able to locate the issue with repeater 2. This was a faulty fuse. The repeater was quickly back on air following its failure just after the broadcast last Sunday. Thanks, Alan. We get back underway next Wednesday night with a DATV Experimenters Night from 7:30 p.m. in the Queen's Domain Club Rooms. We go out on RF on 445.5 DVB-T 7 MHz standard definition. So if you have a TV, set-top box or USB DTV dongle that can tune on 445.5 and do a scan for DVB-T signal and you can see the Queen's Domain, then you have a good chance of receiving the DATV Experimenters Night signal. Look out for VK7OTC. We also stream the nights on the Reist YouTube channel and Facebook. See you there. 73 Justin VK7TW. Reist Training. The next training session is scheduled for Saturday, September 14th. 73 Reg VK7KK, and his email is assessor@reast.asn.au. Technical article. AML, a game changer for emergency services. Advanced mobile location technology is revolutionizing emergency response and saving lives. Every second counts in an emergency. As response time is key to determining a successful outcome, emergency services must act rapidly and make the most efficient use of their resources, and the work of these professionals relies on the primary information they can gather from the incident itself, location being key. Oftentimes, though, a person in need of assistance will not be aware of their whereabouts, being unfamiliar with their surroundings, or simply distressed at the situation they find themselves in. How can emergency services know where and how to focus their efforts? That is when advanced mobile location comes into play to provide a life-saving solution. Your phone could save your life. Advanced mobile location involves a smartphone to identify when a call is placed to an emergency number. It then activates the phone's location and sends it as an encoded free-of-charge SMS to the emergency services before turning the location off again. This SMS includes information on the caller's latitude, longitude, time of positioning, level of confidence, and positioning method, global navigation satellite system, or Wi-Fi in certain cases. By being able to access the handset's location, the information shared with emergency services is up to 3,000 times more accurate than the traditional systems, such as network location. How can this technology be integrated into our phones, it already is. AML is not an application, but an element that is part of the smartphone's operating system, just like the code that runs the alarm clock or the one that enables calls. It was first integrated into Android phones as the Emergency Location Service, ELS, in July 2016, and was followed by phones running on Apple's iOS in 2018. The prevalence of both these operating systems for smartphones means that almost all devices worldwide are capable of sending accurate caller location in case of an emergency. But even though the technology enabling this information to be shared is widespread and already available, emergency services need to be capable of receiving it. For AML to be operational in a country, operating system providers will activate the technology once the national authorities are technically and operationally ready. In this process, corresponding authorities need to establish different configurations, such as the emergency numbers for which AML will be activated, the transmission channel, the time delta to receive an SMS, whether it is available when roaming, and whether it will also be activated for SMS to emergency number services or equivalent accessibility services. AML has not only proven to be easy to implement due to its low economic and resource-related costs, but also brings in a considerable turnover as it allows for more effective management of often costly emergency resources. A study conducted in 2016 by an independent consultancy estimated that if AML were to be fully implemented in all European Union member states, the results over a period of 10 years would result in cost saving of €95 billion, with an estimated 7,500 plus lives saved. AML is not exclusive to Europe. In July 2019, Mexico joined New Zealand, Iceland, the United Arab Emirates, and the United States in embracing the technology. While Australia is expecting to deploy AML by 2020, New Zealand has benefited from it since May 2017. Shortly after deployment, we at the European Emergency Number Association, EENA, spoke with Ben Key, Program Director at New Zealand's Ministry of Business, Innovation and Employment, MBIE, who commented on the decision to move away from APPS to AML. The problems we were seeing with APPS were that people weren't downloading them or they weren't using them in an emergency. APPS added a lot of complexity for users. What is next to come? Currently, AML is fully deployed in 18 countries all over the world, and as the new European Electronic Communications Code has made AML implementation mandatory in all member states by December 2020, and for all smartphones sold in the EU as of February 2022, to enable AML, more and more countries are mobilising towards activating this life-saving feature. AML has come a long way in 5 years, from conceptualisation to its increasing deployment all over the world, and we can only expect that more lives will continue to be saved as the technology further spreads. At EENA, we fully support and encourage national governments to take the necessary steps to assure a more efficient emergency response, with the potential to save not only resources, but also countless lives. Image credit. stock.adobe.com/au/1inchpunch. Please follow us and share on Twitter and Facebook. You can also subscribe for free to our weekly newsletter and bi-monthly magazine. For the full text, see the email edition of this broadcast, sourced from Critical Comms. Regular VK7 gatherings and events over the coming months. Regular gatherings, Sota Group, Monday and Friday coffee sessions from 10:30 a.m. at Glebe Gardens Cafe, 166 Henry Street, Launceston. NTARC, Monday and Friday coffee sessions from 10 a.m., technical sessions on Wednesday from 7:30 p.m. to 10:30 p.m. in the club rooms, Archer Street, Rochalie, Launceston. REST, Wednesday afternoon group meets from noon and the experimenters nights from 19:30 in the Queen's Domain club rooms. REST Microwave QSO Party, following after the Sunday broadcast on 1296.15 MHz FM. Events: RAOTC broadcast Monday 2nd 1930 RAA RTC 2030 ATV Ulverston. NTARC September 7th Equine Event Mersey Lee. NTARC September 14 General Meeting. A reminder to those people rostered for next week's broadcast. Newsreader VK7RI. Repeaters Reist, NTARC and NWTR and TVG. 80 metres VK7JGD. 40 metres VK7FB. 20 metres VK7ALH. 10 metres VK7TPE. DMR Talk Group 5 VK7ZCR. D-Star Reflector 091 VK7HRW. This broadcast is repeated on Tuesday night at 8 p.m. on repeaters VK7RTC in the south and VK7RAA in the north. Thanks to all people and organisations that assisted with this broadcast. That concludes our VK7 amateur radio news for this week. You have been listening to VK7WI. Next week, the national WIA news can be heard at 0900, followed by the VK7 amateur radio news at 0930 hours. Items for the broadcast can be emailed to vk7arnews@gmail.com. Further information about the broadcast can be found at the VK7 Amateur Radio News.io group. The deadline for items is 2100 on Friday prior to the Sunday of the broadcast. VK7WI is now closing, but will reopen shortly for callbacks and relay reports. Callbacks will be taken on the frequency to which you are listening. Relay stations will use their own call signs during the callback. From the VK7 Amateur Radio News, it's 73 from Peter, VK7PD.